Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Shabbos Daf Kuf Chof Vov. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf before the Shi'ur. We begin today's daf at the bottom line of daf Kuf Chof Vov Omid Aleph. Don't be surprised in that we are beginning so far into this daf. We learned most of this daf, namely Kuf Chof Vov Omid Aleph, as part of our previous shiur daf Kuf Chof Hey. At the end of our previous shiur, we noted Rabbi Yochanan's psak, like that of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Yochanan passing like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, that as far as the use of, we saw the kona, the reed that was going to be used as part of the, as opening and closing a door. The reed was something that was going to be useful for doors. If you merely designated it, it would be enough to convert this otherwise muktzah item. A reed has no use per se, but if you designated it as a door functionary, as the source said, posech v'noelbo, then it becomes mutter for Shabbos use. And this psak was in the context of Shitas Rebbe Abba, who explained the Chachomim, who was dealing with the Pekak HaChalon, which we explained during our last year was basically a plank of wood that would be used as a wooden window shutter. Rebbe Abba, in explaining the Chachomim, said that whether this plank of wood is tied, or even if it's not tied to the wall or to the window frame, as long as it is designated, for use, and it's not, and thereby no longer being considered just a mere piece of wood, but rather designated as a window shutter, that makes it such that it's useful for Shabbos, giving it, we'll say, a vessel, a kli status, as opposed to a useless piece of wood. We can open up today's shiur, the second line from the bottom, the last word on the line, where the Gemara asks concerning Rabbi Yochanan's psak. The question that is raised is a long question, and you can see we have a long question marking to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text. Umi Omar Rabbi Yochanan Hochi. Would Rabbi Yochanan really have paskind, ruled like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, saying that mere designation is enough? The Hotnan, we have the following Tanaic source. Kol kisuye hakelim shiyesh lohem beis achizo nitlin b'shabbos. All vessels or covers of vessels that have a handle, they can be moved around on Shabbos. The Omar of Yehuda Bar Shilo, Omar of Asi, Omar of Yochanan. Notice we've dashed, underlined his name. The Hu Shiesh Toras Kli Alehen. You can move the vessel cover, provided it has a kli, a vessel status to it itself. In other words, we're talking about a covering of a vessel. So the covering of a vessel might itself have vessel status if it has other uses. Rashi's examples include, it's something that you could sit on or use as a a device for giving food to a child, type of tray, if you will. So that you see that Rabbi Yochanan is not so quick to allow the movement of something unless the item itself has a kli, a vessel status to it. V'chi temo hochonami diikotoras kliolov. You might say that in the case of the reed, which was the subject of Rabbi Yochanan's psak, the reed has a vessel status to it. Rashi explains what might that be with regard to the reed. So it's something that you can use for flipping over olives as they're piled up in anticipation of using them for olive oil production. Or the reed could be used as a nutcracker. So you might want to say that the case of the reed spoken about by Rav Shimon ben Gamliel had a Toras Kli on it. Ah, but that is not true. Umi boy Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Toras Kli olav. But Rav Shimon ben Gamliel himself doesn't require things having a vessel status. The Hotanya, we have the following source. Chorios shel dekel, shegodron l'shem etzim. Palm branches that were cut, godron is cut from a palm tree, cut for fuel purposes. The nimlach aleim liyeshiva, and you decided, you had a change of mind to use them as a chair, to sit on them. Tzorach l'kashir, the first opinion says that they need to be tied. Reb Shmuel Omer, and more, this is what we have to focus on, and that's why we dashed underline his name, Ein Tzorach l'kashir, you don't even have to tie them. By the mere fact that you thought to use them as a chair, that is enough. And you're dealing with palm branches, which certainly do not have a kli status, a vessel status. So our problem right now is, on the one hand, Rabbi Yochanan says that something cannot be moved unless it has a vessel status to it. On the other hand, Rabbi Yochanan was paskening like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who would allow the movement of an item by the mere designation without it having a vessel status. How do we then resolve, how do we understand Rabbi Yochanan? The Gemara answers, Rabbi Yochanan sviro le kavose b'chado. Rabbi Yochanan adopts Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel with regard to one aspect of things, namely, mere designation is enough even if you don't tie the item. Upolig ole b'chado, but he disagrees with him with insofar as the Toras Kli issue, namely Rabbi Yochanan himself requires something to have a vessel status, some type of additional function to it. So if something has an additional function, it has a Kli status, then it can be used even as long as you merely designated it for a particular use. Dorash Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha Pischa Deresh Galusa. Rabbi Yitzchok taught at the entrance of the Resh Galusa's house. The Resh Galusa was the exilarch, and Rabbi Yitzchok taught Halacha Karebi Eliezer, that you, in order for the window shutter to be used on Shabbos, it would have to be tied and suspended. Kosher v'tolui. Mosiv Rav Amram. Rav Amram raises an objection from the following source. This source is quoted in an abbreviated fashion. It's coming off of a longer discussion, and Rashi gives more background to it. But for our purposes, let's just focus on what we need. And the source says, "Umidivrehem lomadnu." From their teaching, we learn. And this is a reference to what Rashi quotes in the father of Rabbi Tzadok and the day in the time of Abba Shol ben Bitnis. We learned. Shepoikikin, umoididin, v'kushrin, b'shabbos. That one can pokake. This is to, as we discussed before, a shutter. Here it has to do with putting a shutter in a skylight. And the main point is, pokikin is to shut the mo'or, the skylight. The term mo'or you find in Rashi. To cut, to stuff in this opening a stopper, even if it's not kosher v'tolu, even if it's not tied and suspended. The other two points, moididin and kosher, are not directly relevant to us for our discussion. So we see from this Tanaic source that you can use a shutter even if it's not kosher v'tolu, even if it's not tied and suspended. Omar le Abaye. Abaye turns to Rav Amram and says, "My daitoch, what is your reasoning to paskin lekula, to allow suggest this lenient ruling? Mishum dekotoni stamo. Is it because this Tanaic source appears without a name in it?" And we know, in general, Tanaic sources that are stam, that are without a name, carry more halachic weight. Well, neger hanigrar, nami stamohi, the source that spoke about the door bolt that we said is can be parallel to the case of the window shutter, is also taught without a name. Then that we saw on Kuf Chof Vov Omid Aleph. This we saw in our previous shiur. So that's also taught without a name, and that source was, that opinion was strict. So the Rabbi's question is, why do you, Rav Amram, insist on raising your question? Are you coming from a stam standpoint? If that were the case, that's not enough reason, because the Negra Nigra also was a stam source. The Gemara answers, V'afilu hachi maise rav. It's the source that Rav Amram was raising his question from, that you should paskin lekula, is a source that is based on an incident. And we know that in halacha, when you have an incident to back up your position, that carries with it greater strength. And hence, Rav Amram raised his question from a source that was based on an actual performance or an incident that took place, bearing out the psak, the ruling that would be more lenient. And in our case, it would make an allowance for something that, for a window shutter, even if it wasn't kosher v'tolu, even if it wasn't tied and suspended. The Mishnah, and on the side, we have a topic heading, the Nosei, Tiltul Kisui Kalin and Kisui Karkois. We're going to talk about the movement of a vessel covers and ground covers. What do you mean by a ground cover? Imagine a pit that's dug into the ground and there is a cover placed over the pit. That would be an example of a kisui karka. The Mishnah. Kisui hakelim sheish lohem beis achizo nitlin b'shabbos. Vessel covers that have handles, a place that's formed in the cover that you can hold the cover with. That's the base achiza. Those can be moved on Shabbos. Omra b'yosi b'med v'mur b'kisui karkois avo b'kisui kelim b'enkach u'b'enkach nitlin b'Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi is more lenient and says the requirement of a handle is when you're dealing with a kisui karka. But when you're dealing with a kisui kli, even without the handle, it can be moved on Shabbos. The Gemara now will qualify or focus the machlokis in the Mishnah. Omar of Yehuda, Bar Shila, Omar of Asi, Omar of Yochanan. V'ushiyesh Toras Kli Alein. This is a quote of something we saw earlier in our shiur today. Rabbi Yochanan Fsak, that the cover can be moved around provided it has a vessel status, that it has other purposes, other uses. As we saw, it serves as a tray, or it serves as a a seat on which you can sit, and the fact that it's merely a vessel cover is not enough to give it vessel status. And as we've seen many, many times on Shabbos, in order for there to a heter, for there to be an allowance for moving something, it has to have a vessel status, a kli status. The Gemara continues with the explanation or the qualification of the machlokis in the Mishnah. De kule alma, everyone is in agreement, kisui karkois, with regard to ground covers, im yesh loem beis achizo in, ilo lo. Only if they have a handle can you move them. If not, you cannot move them. Kisui hakelim, when it comes to vessels, afagav the ein loem beis achizo. Even if the cover, the lid, doesn't have a handle, it can be moved around. Ki pligi, and we have a little aleph here indicating the first of two lishonos. You'll see that we swiggle in line the expression lishnachrina, two lines from here, indicating a second version. So the first version is ki pligi bekilim dechabrinu ba'aro. There is a machlokas regarding vessels that were attached to the ground. Morsovar gazrinon, umorsovar lo gazrinon. The Tanakama said that we make a gzera, and namely that we insist on a handle with regard to these kind of kalim in anticipation of the need for a handle on a kisui karka. And the Reb Yossi, he doesn't make a gzera. He says you can move around the lids of the kalim that are mechuber lekarka even without a handle, and I'm not worried that you'll confuse it with a kisui karka. Mishnachrino, ki pligi, a second version of the explanation of the machlokis in the Mishnah, the kisui tanur, regarding the cover of an oven. Mor medami lei lekisui karka, mor medami lei lekisui kelim. The Tanakama compares it to a kisui karka, and Rabbi Yossi compares it to kisui kelim. Let us glance at the Rashi. There's a Rashi toward the end of the Rashi commentary, the lower part of the narrow lines. We have a double star, and there Rashi says, Avol, Bekisui kelim hamechuborim lekarka, kegon tanur vekirayim, hu depligi. Vessels that are attached to the ground, something like the tanur, or the kirayim, which are clay vessels that sit and are attached to the ground. We have the machlokes. They remind you, or they're similar to the cover of a pit. The gazrinon hani otu hani, and therefore the Tanakama imposed a gzera of the kisui tanur otu, the case in anticipation of the kisui karka, which everyone, in fact, the kisui karka, everyone requires that it has a handle. Now, one should bear in mind that the whole issue of a kisui karka as being a problem is that that it touches upon the general issue of the iser boine. We, at this point, finished the 17th perek of Shabbos, perek Kol HaKelim, and now continue with the Mishnah and the opening of the 18th Perek Mefanin. The Mishnah. Mefanin afilu arba v'chomesh kupos shel tevin v'shel tvua mipnei ha'orchim u'mipnei bitol beis ha'medrash. Avolo es ha'oitzer. We should point out that this Mishnah is quite vague in and of itself, and we'll see quite a bit more explanations we get into the Gemara, but in the meantime, the Mishnah is telling us that one can mifanim is to clear away, move away, even four or five kupos, Kupos are receptacles. In this case, they're, we can call them boxes of teven, of straw, or tvua, or grains, because you want to make room for your guests. Or they bittul beis hamedrash, so as to make room for people to learn Torah. And the chiddush here is that we're not choshesh, we're not concerned with the fact that you are troubling yourself, which we call in Hebrew tircha. We're not choshesh for tircha on Shabbos. The Mishnah goes on to say, though, avolo esa otsar, and otsar is a storage area, and that will have to be explained later. Now, when we say you're allowed to clear away things, we're talking about clearing away things that are of use, so that you are, the items themselves that you're moving are items that are mutter. And the Mishnah enumerates, mefanin truma tahora. One can move undefiled truma. Truma is a tithe given from one's produce to the Kohanim. What else? Udamai. Demai is produce that one bought from an Amo Aretz, someone who is suspect of, rabbinically suspect, we'll say, of not having tithed properly. What else can you move? Umaiser Rishon Shinitlo Trumaso. The Maiser Rishon is a one is 10% of one's produce that's given as a tithe to Levium. And a Levi is expected to remove from his Maiser Rishon 1/10 of that, of what he receives, and give it to a Kohen. That's what is referred to here. It's also known as Trumas Maiser. What else? Umaiser Sheni Vehekta Sheniftu. Maiser Sheni is another tithe. One takes from his produce, another 10% that is, generally speaking, supposed to be eaten in Yerushalayim. And it's tithe the first, second, fourth, and fifth years of the seven-year sabbatical cycle. However, if a person has a large quantity and it's a poses a difficulty to him, a trouble to him to bring all of that to Yerushalayim, he has an option of redeeming it. That's what is meant by niftu. Likewise, the hektish, this is a reference to sanctified items that were redeemed. What else is featured in, what is else is understood in the Mishnah when it says you can move them away, boxes of these things? Turmus hayovesh, and this type of vegetation, the dried turmus, mitneshu meichel, le'izim, or la'anim, it serves as food to, depending on which girsa you use, either the poor, or it's food for goats. Avol, now in contrast, the Mishnah now tells us things that you would not be allowed to move. Boxes of avol lo es hatevel. Tevel is untithed produce. Lo es maiser rishon shelo nitla trumaso. Nor can one move untithed maiser rishon. Lo es maiser sheni vegdi shelo niftu. Nor the maiser sheni fruits, nor hegdish that have not been redeemed. Velo es haluf, velo es hachardol, different types of vegetation that cannot be moved. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, matir beluf, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, luf can be moved, neishuhu meichel orvim. This is something that orvim, it's a type of bird, sometimes translated as ravens. It's called orave, a bird feed. Why can it be moved according to Rav Shimon Liel? Because wealthy people raise these kind of birds, so it's something that you are expected to feed even on Shabbos. Chavile kash v'chavile eitzim v'chavile zrodim, bundles of kash of straw and bundles of eitzim wood, and chavile zrodim, Rashi explains it's a type of reed. Im hiskinon lemaichol behemo metalten oson. If you designated them as animal feed, you can move them on Shabbos. V'im lav, if you didn't designate them as such, ein metalten oson, you cannot move them on Shabbos. The Gemara focuses on the number the numbers that were at the opening of this Mishnah. And on the side of the Gemara, we have under our Nosei, our topic heading, Pinui Chavios, the moving out of barrels. Number one, Mispar, we'll deal with the number. And number two, another issue, Shema Yash Vegumos, the fear that one might smooth out the floor. And number three, Chashash Tircha, the issue of the one extending himself or troubling himself with this. As we turn to the Gemara, we will notice some markings. And under our Mivneh heading, we feature the triangles. These are Hezberim. The triangles introduce names, Rav Chisda and later Shmuel, and they are Hezberim, explanations. Laha dekotoni arba v'chomesh. The Mishnah mentions 4 and 5. And what needs explanation is Leor Hakushya, in light of the question, once the Mishnah tells me that you can move 5 boxes, then Arba mi boy, do I need to tell you can move 4? Isn't that obvious? And we will then see a bow tie used to accentuate the word money. Masnisin Alibo Deman Kotonik will be interested in discovering the Mishnah reflects which Tanaic opinion. And that will become clear as we turn to the Gemara. So, the Gemara. Hashto Chomesh Mefanin Arba Mibaya. Once you tell me you can move 5, the Mishnah spoke about moving 5 boxes, do I need to tell you that you can move 4? Is that not obvious? Homer Rav Chisda. Arba Me Chomesh. That's 1 point, and we call this Aleph. And Beis V'Chomesh Me'otzer Godol. According to Rav Chisda, if you have a total of 5 boxes in a particular area, we will allow you to move 4 of the 5. What's important for Rav Chisda is that you don't clear them all out. And Rashi points out, we're afraid if you clear them all out, you might notice holes in the floor and you'll forget it Shabbos and you'll come out to smooth out the floor. The holes will bother you and you'll smooth them out, and that's forbidden to do on Shabbos. So the 4 in the Mishnah is referring to one case. It's where there are a total of 5. We allow you to move 4 of the 5 boxes, but don't clear them all out. The 5 mentioned in the Mishnah is you're allowed to move 5, but no more, from an Otzer Godol. That's what the Gemara says, V'chomesh me'otzer Godol, because more than that gets involved with Tircha, overextending oneself. And on Shabbos, one should not be toreach. One shouldn't matriach himself. One shouldn't overextend himself with moving things. So the term chomesh means don't clear out more than 5 from an otzer godol. The Gemara asks, umay aval lo esa otzer. So what does that phrase mean? And it can't mean that you can't finish off an otzer. That was already conveyed by the numbers 4 and 5, that you don't finish, clear out a place entirely. So what does this phrase of the Mishnah mean when it says Avolo Asa Otzar? Answer, Shelo Yaschil Ba'otzar Tchila. If you have a storage area and you haven't drawn anything from there, don't start drawing from it on Shabbos. Shabbos is not the time to start drawing from an otzar, a storage area. Now, this idea of an otzar, if you didn't start drawing from it, then you've basically pushed it aside vis-a-vis Shabbos. This is another way of referring to what's called muktza, something that you set aside. So if you have a warehouse or a storage area that you haven't started drawing from before Shabbos, Shabbos is not the time to start drawing from it. Umoni, our Mishnah that says Avoloah Sa'otzar, and using this explanation of don't start drawing from an Otzar on Shabbos, this is Rebbe Yehuda He. This is in accordance with Rebbe Yehuda, the Is Lei Muksa. Rebbe Yehuda holds by the concept of Muksa, things that are pushed aside, are set aside from Shabbos use. Ushmuel Omar, the Shmuel represents a second explanation to the Arba V'Chamesh in the Mishnah. Arba V'Chamesh Kid Amri Inshi, the Gemara here at the top of Kuf Chof Zayin Aleph, says that the 4-5 is simply the way people speak. And if you should so desire, you would be allowed to move even more. Umay avoloes ha'otzar. What does that phrase mean according to this approach? Answer, shelo yigmor kulo. Don't clear the area out completely. If you have a storage area, you're allowed to move as many boxes as you like, provided you don't finish it off completely. Why? Dilmasi ashwiri gumos. We're afraid that you might discover holes in the floor and you'll come to smooth them out. Avol aschumi masa. But as far as starting to draw from a storage area on Shabbos, that would be okay. Umoni, and this approach sets the mission up in accordance with Rebbe Shimon He. This conforms to Rebbe Shimon, the less lay muktzah. Rebbe Shimon does not subscribe to the broad range of muktzah examples, and hence, even though it appears to be something that you haven't used till now, and it's now Shabbos, nevertheless, since he doesn't hold from muktzah, you're allowed to start drawing from this area on Shabbos. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.